Brand new music from Meg and the Magnetosphere. That is Radio Silence for Dreams, the title track off their newest album. And we played that before. We played that, what was that, 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But they're in studio with us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Eric and Jason.
Good to have you here.
Great to be
Make sure to get closer to the mic and speak up.
Thank you for having us here. It's good to be back. I feel like I've spent most of my holiday season around WJCU Christmas special.
You've done a lot of posting on Facebook about Near Rocks.
Well, because I love you guys.
Well, thank you.
You're my go-to radio station.
Thank you very much.
We feature our music. I want to feature you right back. No, thank you so much for having us on tonight.
So what do you guys have coming up?
Well, we have the CD that we just finished. It's going to be done. I mean, it is done, and we're having a party for it this Friday at the Beachland Tavern.
Will there be chips?
There'll be dip.
Dip, okay.
I'm not sure about the chips. I can't promise
that. Just use your fingers.
Yeah. But it will be a party. If that's what, when you hear party, you think chips, I think dip.
Well, you've got a great lineup this Friday, as I get away from this quickly. Meg and the Magnetosphere, of course, the CD release party. You've got a great lineup, like I said, by Light We Loom,
yes.
The Chesterdens,
yes.
And Kiss Me Deadly.
Yes.
Quite the eclectic lineup.
I am so excited about that lineup. Yeah, by Light We Loom's opening the night up, so get there early. Doors open at 7:30. They should be on the stage by 8. And then the Chestertons, who have become a wonderful friend of ours, a band buddy over the last few months, and Kiss Me Deadly, who's been our band buddy since the beginning. So we are really looking forward to enjoying all the music that night and sharing our new CD with you.
That's awesome, and it's kind of interesting from what you were telling us off the air how the CD came to be. Why don't you tell us how that happened?
Well, we just formed the band really about a year ago to the date. We played our first show in 2015 in December, and we were booking some shows. We liked what happened when we started playing together, so we said yes to a few more shows and reached out to a few venues, and a few months had gone by, and we found ourselves in May or June, and this new song I had written that you just played, Radio Silence for Dreams, I think I presented that to the band, and we were excited, like, hey, new material, okay. And then somebody in the band, I'm going to say it was Lisa, I know it was, looked at me and said, we should probably record a CD. You know, we have a studio here, Dave Snyder, with Granite Angel Studios. He's recorded other bands, recorded his own projects in the past. Like, we've been practicing in a recording space. So we were just waiting for that moment of, like, cohesion to say, let's get some stuff recorded. And that moment started right around the beginning of summer.
Very cool. And you're going to be playing all these tunes, correct, this Friday at the Beach Land?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. Any surprises in store?
Yes. The CD arriving in time is the surprise that I'm crossing my fingers for. We did the old, we have the surprise, I think, is the how we're going to try to present some of the CDs and the merchandise. I've been doing some hand-drawn art. If you've been to some of our shows before, you've seen the tote bags I've made with our M-Star logo on them. So I have some things like that and some new merchandise that I've been excited to design and print and get in my hands over the last few days. And if there's any other surprises, I'm thinking of them in the next day or two. But I'm going to say yes to that question.
Well, you want to play something?
Yes.
You have no choice. I'm sorry. Okay. Got the guitars all set up.
Play us music.
So, what are you guys going to play for us first?
We are going to play a song off the album, one that has not been played on the radio yet, because as we all know here, there's only been one single released up to this point from the album, and that's the title track, Radio Silence for Dreams. This song is on the album, and it is called Same Rain.
Thank you.
Meg and the Magnetosphere live here on Neo Rocks. Same Rain, the name of the track. On their CD, their new CD that they're going to be releasing this Friday, it is Radio Silence for Dreams. Meg and the Magnetosphere performing at the Beachland Tavern Friday at 8 p.m. The Chestertons, Kiss Me Deadly, and By Light We Loom also playing the show with you.
How do you pronounce the name of the band?
Meg and the Magnetosphere.
Magnetosphere.
I know we talked about this before, but I'm pretty sure it's just like a British versus American thing. Like, Magnetosphere, Magnetosphere.
So now if you play in England, do you say it differently? Or is it gonna
I think
be?
So. Okay. I think that's the plan. I think when we do our European tour, we'll be like Meg and the Magnetosphere. Magnetosphere.
Well, watch out, England. That's coming to you. Have you ever written a song about coffee?
Oh, my God, no.
Every time you come in here, you always have a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it's something that you really love. I'm
yes.
just wondering if you'd ever write a song about coffee.
When I do, I'll have no trouble at all finding a picture of me on stage with coffee. I've made that joke before, and people have gone out of their way now to post pictures that the coffee. I'm going to start circling the coffee in the photo. It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Meg's coffee?
Well, it's something to think about. When you're in here again next year, we can say, hey, that...
I think we should write that one together.
There you go. Coffee. That'd be awesome. Very cool.
Coffee and chai.
Yes.
Chai, Jason likes chai.
Chai tea, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. We are way off subject, but
yep.
That's fine.
It's okay.
Nobody needs to know what we talk about off the air. That's fine. So what's next? You've got the CD release. You've been busy. You've got your open mic on Monday nights. You've just been all over the place.
Manic Monday open mic on Monday nights at Kelly's Pub on the edge of Lakewood in Cleveland has been wonderful. I started hosting that in May of 2015. This band probably wouldn't have came together nearly as organically as it did if not for that. Dave and Lisa were coming up to that a lot and started playing together. And Chris has been a part of the music process for a while, and that came in. So, yeah, the open mic has been great. We're still doing that Monday nights, 10 p.m. Coming up after this, and we're going to do this, we're going to take it one day at a time. The CD party is fun, and it's a big deal for us. We're doing that this Friday, as mentioned, at the Beachland. Got a couple shows lined up in January after that, a couple things we're really excited about, including a Dingy Basement Garden show and Millard Fillmore over down the street from Beachland. And then we're going to see what's next. We're going to look how far we can go. Start the tour.
I think the most impressive thing, well, first of all, your CD release party this Friday at the Beachland, that's most impressive. But the second most impressive thing is that when we were talking off the air about your open mic on Mondays, you told me that Ray Flanagan's been hanging around and he has people.
He doesn't.
I didn't know that Ray had people.
Wait, Ray has people?
That's what they said, Ray. I was just like, oh, it's so great. You know, the Venn diagram of communities, of the music community starting to overlap. And I feel like, yeah, Ray stopped up and people have come up and said, Ray sent me up here. So that's, you know. Those are people. If someone can send someone up, those are people.
There are people other than his brother.
Russell.
We love you, Ray. I'm just messing with you. I almost swore on the air. Well, cool. Do you want to talk about Ray more or play another song?
We could do both.
Okay.
Let's play a song about Ray. Just kidding. No, seriously, Ray, thanks for coming to open mic. And thank you, everybody, who's been coming up to open mic. Seriously, a shout out real quick. Ed Bridge, I know he's listening tonight. Fantastic performer, musician. He was at the Christmas show. Gilligan the Magician. I mean, these are just amazing people hanging out
Derek
with us at open mic. Derek DePrater, he was in here a few months ago. I stopped in with him to take a few fan photos.
Too many to mention.
D-Rock.
Amazing music community. So thank you, everyone, and thanks for listening tonight. We're going to play a song that is not on the album now. It's called Carbon Star. If you've ever heard us play this live, you've heard the backstory. It's a philosophy kind of thing. It's something that I wrote when I was seeking peace for answers we don't have. So, yes, recycled stardust. That's what we are. There's comfort in that. There's silly, timeless questions like, can you? Ears or words and energy, fields of. Can shake the earth, my voice. I could close my eyes too.
Meg and the Magnetosphere here, Magnetosphere here on Neo Rocks. It's going to take me forever to get that right now.
They're both right, and we'll just say you're our fun friend DJ from England. That's Eric from England talking about the band again. Thank you.
Just Eric. He likes changing the name of bands.
Who knows if they're going to say it? We should really ask Wikipedia or something. Someone who actually knows the answer. Like
Siri?
Just kidding, yeah.
did any of you get any of the Google Home or the Amazon, the Alexa, or any of those for Christmas?
No, but we know what you're talking about, right?
I had family. They got a bunch of those. Those things are really cool. They're also really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But they would probably have the answer.
They would have the answer. So. But I just saw a commercial or something like how to disable it so it's not always listening to you or whatever. Like they were showing you how to do that. It is that creepy is the word. It's future.
So if we were to ask one of them where to go to find out about you, where do people go?
Facebook's great right now. We have our Facebook page going, / Magnetosphere. So we want to make it a little more complex. We're talking about the difference between Magnetosphere and Magnetosphere. But our handler online is actually Magnetosphere. So Megnetosphere. So we just wanted to make it a little harder for you to find us. Facebook.com/ Magnetosphere. You know, Reverb Nation, Magnetosphere, Twitter, and Instagram. But Facebook, we keep up to date pretty good, so that'd be a good place to start. Thank you.
And again, you're playing Friday night
at the Beachland Tavern.
Who else is playing with you?
Oh, our good friends Kiss Me Deadly, the Chestertons, and By Light We Loom.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us, Jason and Eric.
You got it.
We've got one last track from you.
It's going to be a new release right now here on 88.7.
Off of the disc?
Yeah, off of the new album.
This is called Dragons. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Surprise the energy somehow.